Beloved, we're gathered together today to break bread. And whether you're listening on the live program right now, or whether you're listening on the repeated broadcast, or if you're listening indeed on the podcast, it makes no difference at all. We can break bread together just as well, and it's wonderful. Before we start, I want to pray, and before we pray, I want to bring this word to you from 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter and verse 27, and Paul says, "So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread or drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. That is why many of you were sick and weak, and some have even died. But if we would examine ourselves, we would not be judged by God in this way." So, beloved, before we start, I want us to pray. I want us to declare our love and adoration to Almighty God. Just say these words with me. Heavenly Father, I love you and I adore you and I worship you now, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity for us to gather together as a body, to eat the bread and drink the cup, Lord, honoring you and your sacrifice on the cross 2,000 years ago. Thank you, Jesus. I ask you now to wash me clean by the blood of the Lamb and to forgive me of any sin in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. It's so wonderful to be in the presence of Almighty God and to do this. And Paul says this, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it into pieces and said, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me.'" Let's take the bread now, beloved. Thank you for your broken body that was sacrificed for us so that we might have life and have life abundantly and eternal, Lord. We give you the glory and the honor and the power that is due your holy name. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it." Let's take the cup now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood that washes us clean and continues to wash us clean, Lord. Thank you for what you've done in our lives. And we give you the glory and the honor and the power due your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Let's continue to worship now together. to be in the presence of Almighty God in this way, in this holy moment, is so awesome. And we give you thanks, O Lord our God. Let us worship you now, in spirit and in truth. This is Worship Central, and this is Dry Bones.
God is here, moving in our hearts, looking to pour out his love abundantly in us. We are here, longing to be changed, breathe into our lives again. Don't let us leave the same. Spirit of God, fire of love, come and
That is Worship Central and Dry Bones. I would love to know. I would love you to send me an email at studio@worshipradio247.org. Let me know how you are enjoying or how you are being blessed by us breaking bread together each and every 2 weeks, as we do on Friday. I would love to know if it is blessing you. Studio@worshipradio247.org.